Blog Talk Radio.
I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. in the Dayton, Ohio area, November 30th, 2018. And it's time for a Chatting from the Word podcast with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well and everyone is doing great at this time and thankful to the Lord for another day. We are so delighted to bring you this program at this time. We here at Chatting from the Word, we pray that we have been aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119, 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Here from Chatting from the Word, we hope that you allow God's Word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word. Enjoy chatting with you today from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. How are you today? I am so glad to be with you. You know, this is Friday, the last day of, I guess, work week. But it is the last day of November. You know, tomorrow, we'll begin December, the last month of this year. And we're getting ready to usher in a new year. You know, we are blessed that our Father blessed us to be here and to grant us another day. You know, that is one of God's grand benefits that he had given to each and every one of us, isn't it? I believe most of us, we take it for granted that we're just going to be here and everything be all right. But you know, yesterday, this day was not even promised to none of us. Think about it. Anything could have happened. And this is just a reminder from Brother Oscar, many did not see this day. Many went on and they went to sleep and never woke up, and they are getting ready to, some, if they are Christians, are getting ready for their journey home. And I hope that many of you that are listening to me this afternoon, when you do, when it's your time to close your eyes, or when the Lord calls you home, be ready. you know, it's something to not be ready, you know, when you think about it, because one thing for sure, we all are going to die. And if you want to make heaven your home, according to God's word, you must be first of all in the body of Christ, and secondly, you must be doing His will and endure to the end. And I know sometimes this journey that we're on, it gets tough at times, and I believe our Father, He knows that. Christ knows it. You know, this sometimes we in this body, you know, and God knows that. And God knows that sometimes this body gets weak, and He knows that it is subject to so much that is in the world today. That's why John says Jesus is our propitiation. And propitiation just means a go-between. What Jesus is doing, He is pleading our case daily, every day, every minute of the second with the Father, and telling the Father, give that old boy another chance. He just got weak. And you know, knowing that we're in the body of Christ, knowing that we got that reassurance that our Lord is fighting our case, that's something else. But think about this. He's not only fighting our case, but the Lord Jesus came down on this earth over 2,000 years ago and lived the life we live in without sin, and went through a cruel, merciless trial and death and died on our behalf. That is something every one of us to consider. And we always think that we're not blessed, some of us, but we are beyond. Understand, Brother Oscar, we are beyond blessed. God blessed us before we was even much born by dying on the cross, opening up an avenue with the Father so that we are in His body, Christ's body, can be ready to, first of all, have a relationship with the Father down here, and secondly, when we close our eyes in death, to be ready to be ushered on home when He comes back for His church. Oh, thank God. I don't know how you feel this afternoon, my friend, but to think about that makes me shout, makes me happy, makes me... Oh, I don't know the feeling. If you like me and you live for the Lord and you happen to be with the Lord and you read the Bible daily, constantly, and you pray and you're talking with the Father. Excuse me for banging on my chest. But it's a hallelujah time, because we not only live in this life and we in Christ Jesus. Don't you know that knowing that Christ is pleading our case, knowing that our Father cares about us, it helps us to find joy in this life, and then once we die, in the life to come. So we that are Christians, you know, the way I look at it, we have it made under the shade, don't we? And that's the way Brother Oscar look at it. I'm not going to ramble on too much at this time, but we as Christians, we should be the happiest people in the world. Oh, yeah, God knows we're going to go through some things, but Paul says in Romans 8, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? And that's something, my friend, that we can, as some may say, take to the bank. At this time, we're going to request a prayer. Ask for a prayer request if you have one. Call in. Call in if you want to chat with your brother. Call in if you have a prayer request. The time now is to call in. The area code number, the area code is 657-383-0883. If you have a desire, I request for prayer. The call-in number is 657-383-0883. All right. Pray without cease in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18. Before we go to the Lord in prayer, I want to mention someone that when I've been on Facebook quite some time, and she don't know I'm gonna do this, and if I'm embarrassing you, sis, I do apologize. I don't mean to do that, and you can get on me later. But we want to offer prayer for Denise Williams' grandson. I was just talking with her before we came on, and her grandson is sick. He just had a surgery. I wasn't clear on the facts, but we want to pray for Sister Denise Williams' grandson that he'd be all right. So, y'all, if you're listening, go with me in prayer right quick. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your bountiful blessings and all your benefits on this day, Father, because we recognize on yesterday, this day was not even promised. So, Father, we thank you so much for this day, first of all. Secondly, Father, we thank you for our health and our strength. We thank you, Father, for the food we wear, the clothes on our backs, and the roof over our heads, Father. And, Father, we recognize that all these things would not be possible without you. So, Father, we so much thank you so much for all your benefits, all your blessings, all your mercy and your kindness, Father. We thank you so much for your son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain and opened up a connection, an avenue to talk with you as we do right now, Father. If it wouldn't be for Jesus dying on the cross, we wouldn't be able to connect with you in prayer, Father. So we thank you again for that. You're so good, Father, and we thank you so, so, so much. Oh, Father, we want to come and say a special prayer for Sister Denise Williams' grandson. We pray that you lift him up, heal his body, help him and restore him back to his health and strength, and allow him to know that you are God and besides thee, there is no other. And Father, we want to pray for all our listeners at this time. Father, we pray that you help them along this journey. Allow them to recognize if they keep their hand in your hand, in Jesus' hand, that all things will be all right and all things will be possible. Father, we come praying for those who are having arthritis and high blood pressure, diabetes. Come praying for those that are having a mental situation. And we pray, Father, that you be with their minds and heal their minds and heal their hearts. Oh, Father, we come praying for those that have them had a stroke and they are left with not being able to talk or have an impairment when they're speaking. Father, we come praying for them. We come praying now for this program, Chatting from the Word. Father, we pray that you will help us to keep it on the air. Help us to continue on praising and talking about your word, Father, and chatting about your word. And be with the chat message that we have on our horse today. We pray that it will reach the masses of people and that would never come back to you, Lord. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. I want to thank everyone for praying with me and going to the Father with me. And we hope and pray, as I said, that Denise Williams' grandson be all right. Lately, you've been listening to us and watching us on YouTube. You know, we've been asking for a sponsorship. We need sponsorship. You know, Brother Oscar is not a rich man by no means. He's retired, and he's tried his best to do all he can to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And sometimes we just need a little help. A little help. We don't ask for much. Because it costs to bring the gospel and tell others about Jesus Christ. And if you truly feel that way, help Brother Oscar here. Sponsor Chatting from the Word. It would be very much appreciated. You could, any amount would do. We're not greedy here. $1, $2, $10, $50, whatever your finances can handle. We ask for just a small amount monthly. We don't ask for that much. And if you want to give a one-time donation, that is fine too. It will help us out here tremendously. And next, I want to ask that you subscribe to our program on YouTube, Chatting from the Word. When you see the show, go back and watch the show, because always I'm posting it on Facebook and other entities that we've been using. Go back and subscribe to the show. It don't hurt anything. It's not going to hurt you to subscribe. And when you see the show, give thumbs up and thumbs down. Subscribe to the show. We need subscribers. That will also help us here at Chatting from the Word if you do not. And then let us hear from you. Let us hear from you. There's nothing wrong with that. Let Brother Oscar hear from you. Send me a line or two. I'm always on Facebook. Send me a line or two. Tell Brother Oscar how your day been and something that's important to you. I don't mind hearing that. And you can talk with me on Facebook, inbox me. That'd be fine. A lot of many have inboxed me, and I do appreciate that. And then you can email me at oscaryork3443@gmail.com, or you can go to my webpage, oscaryorkpublishing.com, and write a line or two. But while you're at my publishing, at my publishing webpage, audiobook. I've authored two books, A Piece of Peace in the Storms, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. Both books cost $21.50. Although they say, where it looked like one book is bigger than the other. But what you got to recognize, Riches of Friendship, that's a hardback book. So we're going to sell it at the same price that we're selling them the book, big book. So if you want both books together, it's $43. So after the show, even after you watch the show, go to my webpage, RCR Publishing, and order a book. And you know my motto, most people say, if that's your motto, Brother Oscar, did you make that up or did you hear it from somewhere else? I believe I made it up. I didn't hear it from no one else. But when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. All right, everybody. We like I said, we are so delighted that you are with us and that we are happy to be able from Mondays to Fridays at 2 o'clock to bring you a message from the Lord, a message from the Word. And as always, I appreciate those that have their Bibles, but if you don't have your Bibles, we run out of time. I've been talking a long time. Go get your Bibles. We give you a second to get your Bibles, because we're not going to be on this lesson too long, because we've been studying it for the past couple of days. I just want to just go back and talk about it some more, because I believe we all should know how Satan operates. All right. If you're back, you know our subject, and it is the line or words or phrase that the late comedian Flip Wilson used to say on his program. He used to say, "The devil made me do it." And many today really believe that. Many today believe that when they are caught in sin or caught in doing thing that's not according to the scriptures, they're going to say, well, that old Satanism, you know, he's a strong individual. You have to admit, Satan is a strong adversary. He says he's a roaring lion. He's a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. But I believe if you in Christ Jesus and have Jesus' arms of protection around you, you'll be all right and you can endure the temptations. And that's the point we want to talk about today. Yesterday, we mentioned the fact that Jesus, the devil, took him up on a high plane, on a high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And Satan said, now, if you bow down to me, I will give you all of these kingdoms. The kingdoms of the world. And if you're asking me, I believe Satan could have accomplished that, could have given Jesus everything he asked for, but the catch is, Satan knew that Jesus was on the mission. Satan knew that Jesus was going to die on the cross and bring in salvation. Satan had to, and this is Satan, the devil, confronting Jesus face to face. And he's not going to confront us like that today, but he confronted Jesus like that because he knew that Jesus had an important mission, and his mission was to bring in salvation. Salvation has been brought down. I like that song. But Satan knew that. So Satan had to really, stronghold Jesus here. But Jesus combated with scriptures, didn't he? And he, in verse 10, he said, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thy serve." Then the devil left him, left, leaving him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. You know, my friend, when you endure temptation, when you endure some hard knocks from the world and really endure things and combat the devil with scriptures, don't you know he will leave you? If you get deep in the scriptures, get yourself dedicated to the Lord, get yourself dedicated to church, get yourself dedicated doing what you're supposed to do, living a righteous life, and make that part of your life. Not saying you're not going to get weak. And that's not what we're saying here, my friend. But if you endure temptation, going back to James, if you endure temptation, endure the hard times, you be amazed the blessings that will come to you. But some of us, as I said on yesterday, if we get all down and out and we have a desire to do this and be that, most of us, we will shake hands with Satan. We do what it takes to get ourselves up and beyond everything else and everybody else, even religiously, if I may say that. We will shake hands with Satan, would we? Now, you could truly say, the devil made me do it, all right? Well, let's go back to James right quick. And here James said this, too. If you can remember when we first started talking about the lesson, James says that, James 1, and verse 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Oh, my friend, that is the clincher right there. Jesus himself endured temptation by combating the devil or Satan with scriptures. And we can do the same today. But the difference is we need to read, study God's word to know the scriptures. I've said this earlier, most may claim they don't have time. But I'm here to tell you this afternoon, if you truly love the Lord, if you truly understand, Brother Oscar here, if you truly love and understand what the Lord did for us on the cross, you will find time to study God's word. We're going to end it here. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, be thy name. Father, we thank you for this lesson. We thank you, Father, for your word, Father. We pray that you help us to endure temptation. Because, Father, we recognize as long as we are in this world, we are going to be tempted. But when temptation comes, help us to endure. And we hope and pray, Father, all have a good day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And it was nice chatting with you today. From chatting from the word. And we see you Monday at 2, and Monday we're doing chatting from the word YouTube. Bye-bye.